Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture this morning comes from James, the book of James, the first chapter, verses 2 through 18. Listen now for God's word to us. My brothers and sisters, think of the various tests you encounter as occasions for joy. After all, you know that testing of your faith produces endurance. Let this endurance complete its work so that you may be fully mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. But anyone who needs wisdom should ask God, whose very nature is to give everyone without a second thought, without keeping score. Wisdom will certainly be given to those who ask. Whoever asks shouldn't hesitate. Those should ask in faith without doubting. Whoever doubts is like the surf of a sea tossed and turned in the wind. People like that should never imagine that they'll receive anything from the Lord. They are double-minded, unstable in all ways. Brothers and sisters who are poor should find satisfaction in their high status. Those that are wealthy should find satisfaction in their low status, because they will die off like wildflowers. The sun rises with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, and so that its flowers fall and its beauty is lost. Just like that, in the midst of their daily lives, the wealthy will waste away. Those who stand firm during testing are blessed. They are tried and true. They will receive the life God has promised to those who loved him as their reward. No one who is tested should say, "God is tempting me." This is because God is not tempted by any form of evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Everyone is tempted by their own cravings. They are lured away and enticed by them. Once those cravings conceived, they do birth to sin. And when sin grows up, it gives birth to death. Don't be misled, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. These gifts come down from the Father, the creator of the heavenly lights, in whose character there is no change at all. He chose to give us birth by his true word, and here is the results. We are like the first crop from the harvest of everything he created. My friends, this is the word of the Lord. It took a lot of faith to move to this beautiful open prairie in Illinois in 1850. There was very little infrastructure. And as noted by one of our founding fathers, John Dean, no churches. He says in talking about the founding of First Presbyterian Church that he was concerned And he discerned that he would either have part in the work of salvation and extending Christ's kingdom, or he would more likely become more worldly. I wonder if this text this morning was part of John Dean's understanding that God was calling him to help start a church. I wonder if he studied James' words. After all, you know that the test of your faith produces endurance. Let this endurance complete its work so that you may be fully mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. But anyone who needs wisdom should ask God. Whose very nature is to give to everyone without a second thought, without keeping score. Wisdom will certainly be given to those who ask. James wants his readers to know that life is more than just walking down the street, just thinking that attitude, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger attitude that you often hear about on the prairie. C.S. Lewis once quipped that the most of us don't really want a father in heaven, but a grandfather in heaven, a senile, benevolent guy who only wants to see the young people enjoy themselves and whose plan for the universe is that it might truly be said at the end of each day, a good day was had by all. What we want, said Lewis, is a God who wants nothing more than for us to be happy. But the trouble is, our Father in heaven wants more than that for us. As the old saying goes, God doesn't just want us to be happy, however we understand that term. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be mature and complete, rebuilt in the image of Jesus Christ. And that is one reason he sometimes allows us to face trials of many kinds. The first few years at First Presbyterian Church of West Urbana were filled with trial and tribulation. So the Reverend John Steele was instructed to come and get First Presbyterian Church started, and he did. And then the first pastor arrived. Of course, notes say that he was sickly, and he lasted a few months. And this is when the church is trying to figure out where to locate themselves, what place they can hold worship in, and what in the future will be their home. A lot of trials. And yet, as you think about history, I can see the opportunity that James and C.S. Lewis talk about, that growth and maturity and completeness. Our founders, Robert and Martha Dean, Adam and Rebecca Carr, John and Sarah Ree, and Solomon and Tamar Campbell, certainly can remind us that asking in faith creates God's generous acts of giving. I can imagine the time they spent in prayer around this church that was just beginning. In their faithfulness to God, their desire for a faith-centered life that God provides, they also understood it was not without adversity. Because after all, we're human. And in faith and human, these folks were, a church was born. This trait of tenacity and willing to face adversity while staying faith-centered became the traits of Just Church's DNA. And you can still see it in this congregation today. You know, oftentimes we pay attention to James for the kind of highlights he has. And I think it is important to note that James understood, and I suspect our founders understood, that we're human beings. And because of that, sometimes our desires, our humanness, gets in the way. And yet, as a church, we were determined to set down roots. So, the first 10 years of this church were filled with challenges, adversities, as James calls them. First Presbyterian had 5 pastors in 10 years. Not a lot of stability there. And they were trying to figure out where to purchase affordable, oh, maybe swamp land, Nancy? Because they wanted a permanent location. They wanted to be established. And they understood that was part of the adversity that God had presented before them and that they would endure. But remember, this is also a period of unrest in our young country. The Civil War is on the brink of occurring. And add to that, the Presbyterian denomination has just split over something called old school and new school theology. And yet something must have resonated in this worship space with the people moving into the area, into this new land, because this church continues to grow and is building and was building and continues to build. I'm often struck by churches I go into and where you feel what I call the DNA. This church's DNA is strong and well. And that, my friends, is what the church continues to grow upon. People standing firm in their faith. Our forefathers and mothers, siblings, persevered. First Presbyterian Church became the first church in the area. And we served actually as worship space for the Methodist and Baptist as they formed their own congregations. I think all of this helped the community of Champaign grow. And I think it is clearly time to celebrate the gifts that First Pres brings to this community. As James says, every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above. These gifts come down from the Father, the creator of the heavenly lights, and in characters that there's no change. He chooses to give birth by his true word. And here are the results. We are like the first crop from the harvest of everything created. May we live up to being God's first fruit. Because we were created as God's first crop in so many ways, the first church, the first Presbyterian church, the first presence on the prairie, I think it's good to remember that God made us. God made us his. And we are God's people, the sheep of God's pasture. So I'm reminded that we enter God's gates with thanksgiving, God's courts with praise, and give thanks to God and bless God's holy name. So let's party. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.